right, happy.
Thank you. I am happy and glad and delighted to see you fellow men. And this day and we pride really about misunderstanding, miscomprehension. Politically, patriotically, and also economically and universally. Now, I'd like to say, first of all, that I have been talking to you and telling you that I had a special sermon that I wanted to get into with you, and to enlighten you on some of the things that are not very frequently said anything about in an understandable way throughout Christianity and also in the world today. Things you ought to know something about that would cause you to have more respect for Yahweh. Not look at him as a providential or a well, for the sake of new people, let me use this word interchangeably, God and Yahweh. Now, God is a title that is not a name. Now, Lord, that derives from Babel. Translation is written there. Now, you that haven't made any study of these things, naturally, when someone comes along and says something like that, then you might, your first thought and consideration is, well, that fellow's telling us something that there is not in our Bible at all. No, it's not in that way. And the reason why it's not in there that way is because it's been mistranslated. Originally in Hebrew, it was in there. It had been taken out. Now, if you make some research, you will find that it has been taken out. And consequently, it's not very much knowledge. Now, listen to what I'm going to say, and it is important. Now, the name of the Father is Yahweh. Now that's the true name. Now he said that was his name. Now we have told that the Mormons went on to tell even the Jews that others have written books, such as Enoch, the seventh from Adam, written the book of Enoch. And you people that are desirous of ecclesiastical knowledge, information, go to a bookstore, and a book of Enoch is graded out there, it's supposed to be written by Enoch, the second command. Well, you buy that book, and you're reading that, and you think you have discovered something that is not generally known. And you took that thing and rephrase it. And you go back again, and you look and you find the sixth and seventh books of Moses. And you find those. And you read those. You go back again, and your researches, and you find the Talmud. That the their Jewish commentary and interpretation of the scriptures. And so also is the Mishnah. Their ideas, just like you would write a commentary on each verse of the Bible, that's their concept. Well, you've got that, and we touched that. You go back and you get the Kabbalah. See, now, some of these things I'm saying, I know, is not familiar to some of you, but I'm just telling you about books that you can go and buy on market. And which educators seek around and try to find out something to stay ahead of the game, you see, and to be recognized as a leader and as a wise, smart man. Now you've got the Kabbalah. Now the Kabbalah is a group that is written. And it expresses the concept of, and goes back and calls this name Yahweh. Stands it out. And then now you think, well, I've got that. Yes. Now, we'll still continue to our research, and we'll go back and get the Holy Koran. And then we get into that. And that was supposed to be written by Elijah Muhammad. But it was not. It was written by that. And Muhammad was born in about 632 A.D. Now he goes back in the scriptures. Genesis and whatnot. He goes back in the scriptures. And they comment on that. Now instead of calling him, see now I have to get right down on it. Instead of calling him by the name of Yahweh, they call him Allah. Now, Allah to them is what Yahweh is to the Jews. Then we have got the French.
All up and down.
See? By those people. Now, look right at you. This same day, this day. All up and down Egypt and Arabia and Palestine, the same identical people are in confusion. The Jews and the Arabs. Not to say there is no way to tell you with the practical exception of the blood path. They cannot be as people reconciled. Now then, this is what it brings us to now, to say to you, that Abraham, now we can't go into all this detail because it's too long a drawn out thing. So I have to take shortcuts and try to get the point over to you. Now Abraham, was the father of Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac by Sarah and Ishmael by the father. Now that's just the father of the Isaac, and then comes Jacob. You see, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. From Jacob comes these 12 sons that make up the 12 tribes of Israel that was brought down into Egypt in bondage. And all of you know that story. Now, inasmuch so as Abraham had a son by his wife Sarah,
Yahweh said in Isaac,
when she was old,
about 90 years old. Now, Yahweh said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called, not here, but in Isaac. Now, listen to what I'm going to say. And it was through Isaac, who was a type of Yahshua the Messiah,
see,
that all of the families of the earth would be blessed. Now, get this straight. That means that Ishmael, see, by the bondwoman, Abraham was as much his father as he was Isaac's father. Just as much his father. And there was 12 princes of that, 12. Now you got 12 sons of Jacob. You got 12 from Ishmael. Sons of Israel. 12 and 12 makes 24. See? And now they're scattered up and down this row here as of now. From Egypt, Arabia, and all into Palestine. Now, we have always told you this. Now you pay attention to what I'm saying and try to follow me as well as you can. Now, we've always told you to make somebody better read it. To the law and to the testimony. Now, folks, it don't make no difference. None whatsoever. Who said otherwise? This is the way it is. This is what you have. So thank Yahweh. Read. Acts 8, 20.
To the law and to the testimony.
To the law and to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
Now it don't make no difference whether they're Jews, Arabs, Roman Catholics, Protestants. Did you understand?
Yeah.
It don't make no difference if they don't speak according to this word. It's because there is no light in them. Now I want you to stop. Right there, you cannot go back and take a man that was born in 632 A.D. See? And write a Koran. Now, I want you to see what I'm talking about. 632, see, A.D. That means after the Messiah, after Christ, and the dominion. See, now, where that is, when the law was given by Moses, 1490. Now, somebody said B.C., so I just put it up here this way. There's no such thing as B.C. Now, you can't take it.
1490.
Now, some of you might have to get with me and help me on this board, because I don't want to take up the time fooling with this board. But I am determined to show you what I'm talking about. 1490. Now that's when Moses wrote the law. Now here's what it was written there. It was written here in the wilderness of Sinai. And it was written by divine inspiration. Now then, there comes the stop here in, let's say, and some people got in their books, B.C. 4 and 5 as the year of his birth. But now let's get it, let's say A.D. 1. Now his birth, see, it was the fulfillment of Deuteronomy. 18, would you mind? 15. You see? And how is it? Nine. Six. Now this is what I'm doing. Want you to see what I'm doing. I'm going to the law and I'm going to the prophet. That's what you said. And you said they don't talk like this? It's because they know that is. Now listen. Joshua the Messiah come along and this is what he said. Matthew 3, 14, and 15. See, and 5, 17. Luke 24, 44. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about so you can be able to follow. Just writing these things up here on board don't mean a thing. Unless you explain. Now what I'm talking about now is Elijah Muhammad. See? Coming along right in the Quran, and here he was born. 632 AD. You see? Got you running around with your mouth all stuck out. Get like the Jews that running around with the towel here in the meat and all that animal all stuck out.
Right.
You get it now? All right, and about or something. Now here's what Messiah says. Now listen. Now he comes in, he's born, and he comes in and fulfills. Fulfilled. Now here's what they got. They got I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-T. They got this. Now look, folks, that's just the kind of guy.
Right.
Now see what I'm talking about. Elijah messed with the Koran after he's done fulfill every job and every tittle there is in the Lord of God. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
It's got you running around here, go, lip all stuck out. You understand? Just like the missionary and the cow do that they challenge Christ. Or Yahshua the Messiah with.
That's right.
Try to carry them all up. Listen now, not recognize it. And totally unaware and unconscious of the fact that that was Yahweh walking around in a barn. And what it was, what you did, you challenged the Creator. Let that soak in. Can you be more careful about what you are doing? Now that was the Koran and the Mishnah, the Talmud. Say, friends, put some of these words up there. Dr. Adams, somebody. Not just the Talmud, Mishnah. So these people can go home and drag out their lives and look at some of these books and things. Now what we're trying to do this year in 1970, now this is what we're trying to do, and I don't think that you are, now this is me, I do not think that you are justified in becoming angry or provoked with me for telling you the truth.
Amen.
And how Satan, your adversary,
not.
That if you do get angry at me about it, you're still going to have to face it. And you're going to have to acknowledge it. Your knee is going to have to bow.
Right.
And confess. See, you're not going to get away with the thing. See, you got Mishnah, Talmud, and rubbing that stuff off there. Now what they're doing, what Christian doom is doing, now this is what they're doing. I say they're wrong. And when I say Christian doom, I have to define them. See, I am talking about the Roman Catholic, and I am talking about the Protestant.
Why did you say they were wrong?
I said they're all wrong. You ought not to say that unless you can prove it. Why did you say they were wrong? Because they called Joshua and Messiah a liar. That's why I said they were wrong. How do they call him a liar? This is how they call him a liar. Then you better read. Now I'm saying something about Roman Catholics and Protestants. Or Christian do. Matthew 3:14-15.
But John forbade him saying.
But John forbade him saying. That ain't, see, that ain't what somebody used to do. Now, let me tell you what your trouble is about. You are mentally deranged. You are silly.
Right.
You are foolish. You are feeble-minded.
That's right.
Become offended at the truth. In other words, put it so you can understand it a little bit, you just don't have a sound mind or good sense. I couldn't talk no plainer than that to save my life. Nor yours. Here's that, brother. You're just downright ignorant. You're stupid. You're a fool.
They must have called this brother a fool. They're in danger of hellfire. You talking about them Jews back there?
Yeah.
What talking about us?
You see? Read. Now this is why I say they're wrong. All a Christian do. Read.
I have need to be baptized of thee.
Then John went to. Now read on. I'm in a hurry. This time has got to go by and back. Read that.
And comest thou to me?
And John cometh to him.
And Joshua answered and said unto him.
Joshua answered and said unto him.
Permit it to be so now.
And John said unto him. Joshua said to John, permit it to be so, or you had in your teeth day, but stop it to be so now. Well, why?
For thus it becometh us.
For thus it becometh us.
To fulfill
all righteousness. Now hold it, folks. Now you see what it says, fulfill.
That's right.
It becomes us to fulfill. The word fulfill. All right.
Bring to an end.
Bring to an end. But it closes it out. Now look, you cannot fulfill something that has not previously been instituted.
That's right.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Now that's why we all say
See? And listen, Elijah that Malachi said would come has come. This is Elijah that Joshua the Messiah is talking about, whom you know as John the Baptist. Now you want some proof on that? If you do, hold a tag. Don't be ashamed.
I see two hands. Any more? Right. 17th chapter of Matthew.
Now these are the reasons why I'm not going to die.
Now by the end of that 17th chapter of Matthew, I want you to take Malachi 4 and 4.
But I say unto you, that Elijah is come already.
But not 4:4 and then read this.
Right.
Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commend unto him in glory for all Israel with the statute and justice. And he will send to you Elijah the prophet.
Now listen, that's read.
Read it forever. Maybe you better get up. Some of them's a little hard of hearing.
That's the problem. Right?
Turn around and read. Read out loud. Where do you read? Now that's the prophet. Right? All right, now, Deuteronomy 18:50. Now this is the law. And to the prophet. Now here we go to the law. Here we come to the prophet.
Yahweh thy Lord will raise up of thee prophets in the midst of thee of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken.
Mm-hmm. All right, read on. That's enough of that. Read your mouth.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Now, this is 400 years before the birth of Joshua the Messiah. And here it is. Malachi prophesying that Yahweh is going to send Elijah the prophet. Now, here's something else I want you to know about Elijah the prophet. And John the Baptist. I want you to know that so far as Elijah is concerned, there's nothing to him. See, there's nothing to hide there. Nothing to Jeremiah. Nothing to Moses. Nothing to nobody. Nobody's got no right to boast in his life. It is the Holy Spirit in there.
That is what was in life.
And that is the same Holy Spirit that is in John the Baptist.
Right. I said, you got to count. Read it again.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet for the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall turn the heart of the prophets to the children.
Hold that one right there.
I'm getting warm. Don't take my coat off.
I want to get straight up. See, I will send you Elijah. Now listen, folks, Elijah has sent into the ethereal of heaven in the eyes of Israel. There is Chad God. That is the land. He didn't see death. He was transfigured. Never saw death. Do you understand? Now Yahweh is talking about sending you back.
See?
Now in Yahshua the Messiah, sit down and talk to Nicodemus. Nicodemus said he hadn't seen anything of it. Up there in the heavens of heaven, or the habitation of God. And you want to read that to you? To no man has
that's how we get all messed up.
Right.
You see? Next week might somebody say, well, he didn't go away. See? Then somebody starts saying, lady died royal robes and left the pearly gates of heaven. And he come down here to walk around on the earth and say, you gotta laugh. Not so. See? Hadn't been nowhere at all. But right in the same place all the time. Do you understand? But we're trying to talk with, so that you can perceive the great esoterity. See? Which Christendom don't know nothing about. See? All right. That was Nicodemus.
Maybe you better read that.
And no man had descended up to heaven.
See?
But he that came down from heaven.
That's right.
Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
And see, he did heaven right there. And that's all we did today. You see? Now, God, in my cross Adam, you remember you was reading about Elijah. Is that right? That he would come.
Right.
And we showed you how to handle it without seeing that.
Right?
Then here comes John the Baptist. He was the Elijah that was to come. See? And you remember I told you that Israel saw him in the vision and he threw his mantle back on Elijah. Is that right? See? I hear why I see? John the Baptist was the Elijah that was to come. You see? And his head was cut off. Now just a minute ago. But he had to appear. Here. See, here's that cloud. See, you understand? This proves that he was the Elijah that the prophet was talking about coming. And he's right back there in that cloud in the heaven atop that mountain. Mountain Transfiguration. See, read it there in the 17th chapter of Matthew.
But I say unto you that Elijah has come already.
I say unto you, Elijah has come already.
And they knew him not.
And they didn't know him.
But have done unto him whatsoever they desired.
But have done unto him whatsoever they did.
Likewise. Shall also the Son of Man suffer of them.
Shall the Son of Man suffer of them.
Then the disciples understood.
Then the disciples understood. Are you a disciple?
That he spoke.
Now wait a minute, now he's talking about Peter, James, and John and them. They're not. He's talking about they understood. Because they were the ones who stuck there in the Mount of Transfiguration. You see? Now again, they understood what?
That he spoke unto them of John the Baptist.
Now do you see who Elijah was?
Right.
Now you cut that junk out.
Right.
Tell me to come down here in 632 A.D. Now when he comes, what is he supposed to do? Turn the hearts of the fathers
to the children.
What does it say that, Ray? Where was it?
This is the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of Malachi.
That's right.
And he should turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
That's right.
And the hearts of the children to their fathers.
That's right.
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
That's right. Now when he comes, here are the fathers, the hearts of the children to the fathers. He comes and baptized. He would not baptize anybody. And then there are no Gentiles. That there are no Gentiles, not a lot. So you get it out, get a lot. Got no business in it. See, you were drafted in after the show was over. To be exact 7 years there. That's Cornelius was the first Gentile in there. The Jew first, then the Gentile. Right?
Right.
All right. Now you see that, don't you? But send the hell up the hand on nobody. I just hold your hand back up to him. What the hell is it? Now he declared to you that John the Baptist was Elijah that the prophet was talking about coming.
Talk loud enough so we can hear it. We want everybody.
Do you see to the back that I read while we're calling these chapters in verse? That's right. Doesn't he chapter Matthew you find out that John the Baptist was indicted, that was Malachi was prophesying to come?
Right.
Now, he was translated without seeing death. Now here comes back this time. You see. And now isn't this strange? See, John the Baptist, you see, if Elijah was translated, Elijah had the Holy Spirit. And it was the Holy Spirit that translated him. Therefore, John the Baptist had to be born with the Holy Spirit.
Appeared. And he was the last of the prophets. Now you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Well,
it is so.
Now we told you to the law and to the testimony. You read that in the book, didn't you?
Right.
See? Now the law was given by Moses. Is that right?
Right.
But it really wasn't given by Moses. It was really given by Yahweh. Now then, be careful now. Be careful. You see? And the prophets, they prophesied, Jeremiah and all the rest of them, prophesied under the law. So you go to the law and to the testimony. Now look, folks, this is Yahweh giving the law. This is Yahweh giving the testimony. You understand? It is not Moses. It is not Elijah. It is not Isaiah, it is not Jeremiah, it is not Ezekiel, I'm not talking about that.
So there wouldn't be any way for me to be talking about Mohammed and John and them. You understand? There's no way for me to be talking about them. Do you see what I'm talking about? Now we don't get anything at all about the flesh. It's against the spirit with us. See? And we recognize that Yahweh is all in all. Now, are you all up with me? Is there any questions about anything I said thus far? Have I said anything you didn't understand? Now we said Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Moses wrote it. Now you can see pretty soon where I'm getting it. And since I mentioned about the talent, the Mishnah, the Koran, you understand? And the Mormon says, the book of Abraham. And you can go down and get the book of Enoch. And you can go and get the 6 and 7 books. Every bit of it is a lie.
That's right.
It's not so. Now here's the reason why it's not so. Now, pick this up, Doc. Some kind of, what kind of help me with this explanation? See, you got anything to say about the Kathy Foot and I'll shut up. Well, see, I want to explain. You see? Now, see, now, Abraham is the father of the Jewish race. And he's also the of the Arab. Now, you understand that? Most. Now, you got Abraham, Jew, Mary. Now, then you got I, Jacob. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. I just got to say that the Mormons are a liar. When they said Joseph Smith, an angel led him to the place where Jack was coming to the United States, that was written by Abraham. And they have the book of Abraham. I say they are a liar, and Abraham never wrote that. Never wrote a thing. It was Moses that wrote about Abraham. It was Moses that wrote about Enoch. Enoch never wrote nothing. Abraham, Moses was the first man that Yahweh ever did tell in this world. What even his true name was. Now get this straight. See, now if Abraham had wrote anything, and the Mormons say that he did, then they instead of using the word Yahweh, they would have been right about El Shaddai. Because Abraham did not know that his name was Yahweh. Isaac didn't know that his name was Yahweh. Right. Jacob did not know that his name was Yahweh. Right. And I don't mean all of it either. Do you see what I mean? Moses was the first man that he ever told us what his name was. You find that in the third chapter now. Where they told, listen, Yahweh said it now. Now he did, just like you call him Yahweh the Messiah, lie, when he said it was Israel, fulfilled, it gave this to do. He said his name was Yahweh, you understand? And they say, no, it ain't.
That's right.
That's
right.
You see what I mean? Mr. Smith, you've got an adversary in this thing.
All right.
And an enemy. All right. He told Moses what his name was. And listen, he told Moses that Abraham didn't know his name.
That's right.
Enoch didn't know his name. But all that is now.
Unto Jacob,
as El Shaddai.
But by my name,
Yahweh was.